Fred Film Radio. Alicia Nella Cita at the Rome Film Festival, Italy.
Fred Film Radio, this is Chiara Nicoletti from the 20th edition of Alicia Nella Cita. I'm with Oper Pen, Zoe Bleu, protagonist of Signs of Love by Clarence Fuller. Welcome.
Thanks for having us.
Yeah, thank you very much.
Well, what I was thinking is that since we're also in Alice nella Città, which is directed to young adults, you know, that this felt for me like a, let's say, late coming of age, especially for your character, Oper. What do you think?
Yeah, it's definitely a coming of age film in a different setting than most, including like just where he lives and what he does for work. I think you said it right. I'm not a very good speaker, but in the whole story, it's like he knows he doesn't want to do what he does, and he doesn't really want to be where he is, but he's got aspects of his life that keep him there, that are important to him. But in the end, this one is like what pushes me to like be like, I gotta get out of this life. And I think it's kind of incredible, like, watching the movie now since it's done, even though she leaves like three quarters of the way through the movie, her leaving is like the strength that gave me to do the same. I think that's how I felt it. And this is gonna sound just like, she's so good. Like, she, everything in the movie where I had to feel something, it was so real. I'm sorry, I have a really dirty mouth, so I'm trying not to swear. But it was so real, and I was like, oh, okay. When people were like clapping at the scene, I was like, well, I'm not acting, so it's not that good. She is, though, and she made me feel it, and I don't know where I'm going now, but there you go.
I totally agree, Zoe, because I felt that Jane is so accepting, and it's kind of poetic the way they meet and the way they love each other, because he changes in the end, but yeah, she has always accepted him and loved him for the way he was.
Exactly. Yeah, it was such an honor to work with Hopper. Like, we're friends in real life, and like I really love and respect Hopper and his whole family, and you know, we got like working with it, just it all felt really real. And you know, Jane was such a, you know, it's such an amazing opportunity for me. Like, this is really my first film. I got to bring a lot of myself, I feel. Sorry, I got to bring a lot of myself to Jane, and like I mean, in terms of my love life, I try to see the best in people always, and I think being broken is beautiful, and I think everyone has, you know, these wounds, and like it's the people that we love that make us stronger and help us and hold up a mirror to ourselves so we can really see ourselves and grow and understand where there are cracks and you know, wounds and bruises, and it's the people that like are real with us and like tell us like, you know, what we need to do to be, or like give us the confidence to change, the courage to change, which is in our poster, Signs of Love, the courage to change. I've had a lot of experiences where, you know, sadly, you know, sometimes you have to leave to let someone grow. Like, sometimes you can only do so much, but like I've had things like that, and it's sad and beautiful. It's a sad, beautiful love story, and yeah, I think a lot of people will be able to relate to it. And Jane is she's all love. She's all love. And I'm really grateful to have played her.
Since you all felt, and the audience as well, felt this film, you know, you can really relate and feel empathetic to it. How did this film change you as person, as people, and as human beings, and as actors, if there was a shift after that?
As a person, I don't know if it changed me so much as a person, but it changed a lot of my mindset about certain things. And nothing about like the struggle of the drug life or selling drugs or doing drugs. That, unfortunately for me, in my past, I was able to relate to that. But so that was more just kind of sad to me because I know that part of the world. But the other part of it, I mean, the love story and, you know, the connection between me and Sean, who plays my little brother, and the connection between me and my sister, who is in the movie kind of just like the evil entity. And she's not, but in the movie. And I just feel like that's why she's laughing. But I think what it did for me is it showed my, it gave me more of a perspective of what's these people that I know. A lot of these people, I know a lot of Frankies, I know a lot of Sean's, I know a lot of Patties. I don't know any Janes as of now, but I know a lot of those people. And a lot of the time when it was dark stuff or bad stuff, it was like, well, you don't have to do that. Like, you can just choose a different lane. And it's so not that easy. And maybe I always knew that, but I didn't really know. And Clarence did such an amazing job of bringing us really into the world. Like, I didn't feel like I was coming onto a set every day.
No.
I got to know Cree, who plays Sean. I got to know Zoe. I got to know my sister. And it was just so comfortable on set. I mean, one of my best friends is Jalil, who plays Willie. Yes. And, like, it was just, we were all connected, and it was so genuine and real, which I think put everybody's perspective just kind of on, like, what's this lifestyle like? And then I think how it changed me as an actor is I know that if I ever have to work with Zoe again, I don't have to really act. Two, what it showed me is I maybe need to pick another career.
Okay, how did doing this movie change me as a person? I mean, to be completely honest, I came out of we shot this in the heat of the pandemic. Like, everything was on lockdown in America, and it was very intense and scary. It was a scary time. We were one of, 10 productions to be filming in the entire country. And, you know, there was a lot of fear. Everyone was in fear. No one knew what was going on because, you know, the world, it felt like the world was ending. And I was going through a lot in my personal life and, like, a lot of change. And, you know, I've struggled a lot, like, in my life, you know, finding confidence in myself. And I, by, you know, I'd like to say an act of God, I got this film. And, I was just coming out of a relationship, you know, the world's, like, in chaos. And I was like, okay, you know, I avoided acting because I didn't feel good about myself, and it's a lot of pressure to be in front of a camera, and, like, it's scary. It's really scary. And I was like, you know what? Fuck it. I'm going to do it. I'm going to push myself and just really fall into this character. And what Jane, becoming Jane, was beautiful because Jane is so accepting of everybody around. She's so full of love, and she's also full of love for herself. She has self-respect. She's not resentful that, you know, or like sad. She doesn't feel that she has a disadvantage. I don't see being deaf. I mean, obviously it's very, I don't see it as a disadvantage, but obviously it's very hard for a lot of people that, you know, do become deaf. And it can be very sad, but I don't see it as a disability. It's not. And I think it's really wrong when people say that. Like, it's just a different language, and it's beautiful. It's so beautiful. And I was saying earlier, you know, I'm a dancer, and I had just written a ballet during the pandemic. And so I got the opportunity to use a part of my body that I wouldn't normally think of having choreography, which is my hands. Like, and I also super embarrassed by my hands because I have really tiny hands. But, like, so I was like, oh, I have to, like, show my hands. So, like, don't look at my hands right now. But, yeah, so I got to, like, dance with my hands, and that was really cool. So, I don't know, I feel like I grew as, like, a I don't know. I grew in a lot of ways. I don't know. I feel much better about who I am. I feel like Jane let me accept myself, which I was struggling to do, which is hard for a lot of people to do, especially in this day and age and pop culture, and everyone's got liposuction and, you know, a new face, and, like, it's just crazy. So I'm really grateful for the whole thing, and also, like, having this experience with Hopper and, like, having that beautiful, like, love story to carry with me it really felt like a family, another kind of family, being on this set, and, like, we're all still in contact, and, you know, I'm very close to the producer and Clarence, David Michaels and Clarence, and yeah, I'm rambling now. I'm like, it was just that. I'm grateful.
So we're going to run to the press conference. Thank you so much, Zoe Blue, Hopper Penn, for Signs of Love. And this is Chiara Nicoletti from the 20th edition of Alicia nella Città for Fred, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on Fred.fm and smartphone apps.